KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Checking sports, Atlantic will finish in fourth place in the 1A State Team Tennis Tournament. Atlantic fell in their semifinal match against Maharshi Fairfield 5-1 yesterday. 5-2 yesterday. Well, the semifinal match was 5-1. Trojans then fell to Boone 5-2 in the Team Tennis Consolation Round in Class 1A. Atlantic fell behind 4-2 after singles play, getting wins from Cooper McDermott at number 2 and Niall Petersen at number 3. They needed to win all three of the doubles matches before the number 3 doubles team was beaten first, and that ended the match 5-2, Boone winning. So Atlantic takes home the fourth place medal out of the Final Four this year. That was their fifth ever trip to the Final Four in school history, so a pretty good season for the Atlantic boys tennis team, as the duo of Grant Podaisky and Cooper McDermott also took home their second straight doubles medal on Saturday with a sixth place finish. Sophomore Niall Petersen also competed in the singles at state this year. Boone clinches the win, and they win the third place at the state meet this year. In high school golf, Atlantic's Alyssa Ginther is in fourth place after day one of the competition at the Class 3A Girls State Golf Tournament at Coldwater Links in Ames. Ginther shot an opening round of 79, that's plus 8, on the day yesterday. The current leader, Britta Snyder of Gilbert, shot a 1 under par 70. Atlantic's Bailey Newell was in 19th place after the first day, shooting a 14 over par 85 in her first round yesterday. Riley Driscoll of Creston and Summer Sinnard of Carroll were currently tied for 9th with opening rounds of 83, 12 over par. Creston was in third place in the team race after day one. They were 62 over as a team on day one. Washington leads at 50 over par on day one. Carroll was in eighth place. They were 100 over par after day one. Also, Kemper Catholic girls golf team, eighth place out of 10 teams after the first day of the Class 2A State Golf Tournament. That's at Lake Panorama National. The Knights shot an opening team round of plus 114. Van Meter was plus 73. They had the day one lead. Kemper's Katie Schwiers was the top area golfer after day one with a plus 24.96. Dyke New Hartford's Morgan Weber and Alta Aurelia's Annika Patton each shot 6 over par 78s, and they had the first round lead after day one. The 1A and 4A meets were both held up in Marshalltown, and they were both held up yesterday due to the weather, but when they finished things up in Class 1A at the American Legion course, New London had the team lead as they shot a 367 first day total. That gave them a two-stroke lead over Iowa Valley after day number one. Griswold was in eighth place, shooting a 397 first day total. That's a plus 113 on the day as a team. Individually, Casey Noble of New London had the first day lead with a 6 over par 77, giving her a 3-stroke lead over Courtney Olson of Clayton Ridge and Abby Schaefer of Mount Air, who each posted 80s on the first day. Sammy Jotty of Cam was in 6th place after day 1, shooting an 83 on the first round, so she's 6 strokes back of the lead. Kayla Chapman and J.C. Antofer and Matea Peters of Griswold all are in the top 12. Chapman was 9th after the first day, shooting an 83. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK sat in 10th place, shooting an 88 in her first round. And Matea Peters of Griswold posted an 89. That was a 12th place after day one. They'll play one more round of golf in all of those classes today to finish up the girls' state golf season. The Atlantic Community School Board voted 3-2 Tuesday morning to approve all of the 2018-19 coaches and sponsors' continuing contracts, except for one. The contract for head girls basketball coach Kelly Jewell was not renewed. That decision came following a closed session held at the Schuller Elementary School Media Center. Officials have stated that the job will be opened up for a typical search to find a new head coach. Major League Baseball action yesterday. Harrison Bader smacked a solo homer, and Jed Jerko added a two-run single, while the Cardinals scored 4 runs in the second inning in a 6-1 trouncing of Milwaukee. Matt Carpenter and Francisco Pena also hit homers, and Michael Wacha held the National League Central leaders to 1 run and 2 hits over 6 2/3 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, the Chicago Cubs beat Pittsburgh 8-6, Atlanta down the New York Mets 7-6, Colorado over San Francisco 11-4, Arizona beat Cincinnati 5-2. San Diego 9-5 over Miami. Philadelphia beat the L.A. Dodgers 6-1. In the American League, the Twins absorbed a 2-1 loss at Kansas City on Alcides Escobar's walk-off homer in the bottom of the 14th inning. Minnesota starter Kyle Gibson threw 5-hit ball over 7 scoreless innings, but Kansas City forced extra innings when Addison Reed issued a bases-loaded walk to Jorge Soler in the 8th inning before Escobar's heroics late. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 7-3. The New York Yankees beat Houston in 10 innings 6-5. Boston down Toronto 8-3. The LA Angels over Detroit 9-2. Tampa Bay beat Oakland 4-3. Texas over Seattle 9-5. One interleague game saw Washington beat Baltimore by a 3-2 final. In other baseball news, Astros catcher Brian McCann has been put on the 10-day disabled list because of right knee soreness and returned to Houston to be examined. Houston manager A.J. Hinch said McCann has been dealing with the issue and felt it more during Monday's game. McCann is mired in a 1-for-26 slump that dropped his batting average to .219. Indians pitcher Andrew Miller visited a specialist in New York on Tuesday to have his injured left knee examined. Indians general manager Chris Antonetti said there's no indication at this point that Miller would need surgery. In basketball news, Iowa guard Isaiah Moss says he'll be back for his junior season with the Hawkeyes in 2018-19. Moss announced on Tuesday that he intends to return to Iowa City after getting feedback from NBA personnel on his future in the league. Moss averaged 11.1 points a game last season and was second on the team in steals, but Moss wasn't expected to be picked in the upcoming draft. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the experience was a positive one for Moss, who could be counted on for even more production next season. That depends on what star Tyler Cook decides about his future. Cook is expected to announce whether he's returning to Iowa today. Today is the deadline for those players who declared for the draft to undeclare. Well, Villanova is losing one of its most important players from the Wildcats' most recent run to an NCAA men's basketball title. Final Four most outstanding player Dante DiVincenzo is staying in the NBA draft after helping Villanova win the national championship. The school announced that DiVincenzo's decision a day before the NCAA deadline for players who haven't hired an agent to withdraw from the draft and return to school. The 6'5" guard had 2 years of eligibility remaining. Bryant Crawford is starting his professional career. He won't return to Wake Forest for his senior season. Michigan State forward Nick Ward is withdrawing his name from the NBA draft. He'll return to school. UCLA guard Chris Wilkes will skip next month's NBA draft to return to school for his sophomore season. Cavaliers All-Star forward Kevin Love remains in concussion protocol, and his status for Game 1 of the NBA Finals is still unclear. Cleveland coach Tyronn Lue gave an update Tuesday before the team flew to San Francisco for Thursday's opener. The Cavs are playing the Golden State Warriors in the finals for the fourth straight year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.